Health Minister Leos Heger has announced that within a broad reform of the health system, he wants to change the rules for fertility treatment. The minister has proposed curtailing the practice of multiple embryo transfers and assisted pregnancies in favor of single embryo transfers on the grounds that it is the most inexpensive IVF method and least likely to result in high-risk multiple birth. Daniela Lazarová has the details.
Every year, thousands of women in the Czech Republic undergo infertility treatment and conceive with the help of IVF, in vitro fertilization. If they get a multiple embryo transfer, there is a 15% chance that they will conceive twins or even triplets. While mums desperate to conceive often feel that more is better, doctors point to the dangers of multiple births and the chances of later developmental problems for the babies, who are often born prematurely. Milan Mrazek, one of the country's leading experts on IVF, says the final decision is always a compromise between three parties.
If we plan embryo transfer, it's a three-part agreement. So it's a couple decision, it's a suggestion of a gynecologist, and it's some suggestion of embryologist. So it depends on the quality of embryos is one of the most important things. And after that, of course, the willing of the couple to have single or twins. Even in some couples, twins are the aim, and we discourage to do it.
So what you're saying is that actually some couples are pushing you to do multiple embryo transfers?
Yes, it's in some couples, so it's a wish to have twins. So we have to explain it's not good.
Does it increase the chance of conceiving
first? Of course. So that's why I explained to you that it's a three-part decision how to do it to have the most probability to be pregnant. But to have twins or triplets, so triplets is disaster, so even twins, so it's not very good. So we never do three embryos in fresh IVF cycles. I think approximately in 50% we do double embryo transfer and the rest single embryo transfer.
How would your patients, who are often desperate to conceive, react to a change of the law? Would they see that as discriminating?
No. I think most of women will appreciate this decision, as I think it could increase a chance to be pregnant covered by healthcare insurances. So I don't think it will be understood like a discrimination. I think it's a common trend all over the world to do an only single embryo transfer. And I think it will be also in the Czech Republic.
At present, Czech health insurance companies pay for women to undergo three separate embryo transfers, and eager to see results fast, would-be mums often push for multiple transfers. What the health minister is now suggesting is that health insurance should cover five separate IVF cycles instead of three, but with only one embryo transfers on each occasion. The move has yet to be debated with insurance companies, but experts say they would welcome the change. Many point to the current practice in Belgium, where the first two IVF cycles are always one embryo transfers, and only if they're not successful can the client consider a multiple transfer. Gynecologists generally believe this to be the best course, since even doctors who favour single embryo transfers as a rule admit the decisions have to be made on a case-by-case basis, with much depending on the client's age and the quality of embryos transferred. A change of law which would restrict multiple embryo transfers but not rule them out in later stages of infertility treatment would give would-be mums greater protection while not robbing them of what could be their last chance of conceiving.
Daniela Lazarová with that report.